USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Fed's announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. Twitter on Friday is expected to report a second quarter loss on higher revenue as the social media company prepares to battle Elon Musk in court this fall. Twitter's revenue is expected to rise to $1.32 billion in the second quarter. That's from $1.19 billion a year earlier. Amazon's latest move to help you in healthcare announced a Jeff Bezos-founded company is set to capture new customers by delivering primary healthcare. Admittedly, Amazon will face plenty of regulatory hurdles and some challenges in gaining customers' trust, but it's ready to capitalize on its ability to cater to consumers' whims as well as patients' frustration with the way things run now. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack, over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Robocalls in the United States are regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC is now going to take action on one type of robocall.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
General Charles Brown, Air Force Chief of Staff, has announced the United States and its allies are considering providing Ukraine with fighter jets, a decision that would sharply escalate the level of weaponry being sent to Kyiv. The U.S. General at the Aspen Security Forum said the jets could come from the United States or its allies. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, says it's utter chaos and we have open borders. The senator is calling out Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a liar.
Well, what he's saying is a flat-out lie. Last weekend, I brought 7 senators down to the border. I've been to the border many, many times. It's the worst I've ever seen. It is utter chaos. We have open borders. We went out, first thing we did, we landed Thursday night. We went out on a midnight patrol with the Border Patrol. You encounter group after group after group. It is a steady stream of humanity. There were 2 little girls in that group who were both 7 years old. They were both unaccompanied minors. They didn't have a parent. They didn't have a family member. They weren't sisters. They were just with a larger group. They had been brought over by violent drug cartels. When we were visiting with those 2 little girls, the Border Patrol showed us a patch of grass about 100 yards from where we were standing, where a couple of weeks earlier they had found 2 little girls aged 5 and 6 who had been violently raped by the drug cartels.
Sharks are treating New York waters like a restaurant, and New York state government is to blame. Great whites and other sharks have been coming close to Long Island beaches this year to feast on a particular kind of bait fish that has been flourishing in New York waters ever since the state legislature voted unanimously to preserve the species 3 years ago. With the population of Atlantic menhaden fish booming, sharks are coming right on in to feast. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.